Welcome to this August 29th, 2024 edition of the National Golf Foundation Short Game, your 3-minute business insights to the latest industry research, data, and trends. This week's edition is brought to you by our valued sponsor, Troon, where your team plus Troon's team equals better together. To learn how you can optimize your club operations with Troon, head on over to Troon.com and click on the Management Services tab. Trust us, your club will thank you. The title of today's short game is, Does Golf Have a Capacity Problem? Golf is a bit unusual in that the dream scenario for many serious players is having your favorite course, grass freshly cut, and no other players on the property. That's a fantasy not well aligned to the success of the business. The reality is that a greater number of golfers have played more rounds over the past several years, and this means U.S. golf courses, broadly speaking, are busier than ever. After all, while there are about 4 million fewer golfers today as there were during the high water mark in 2003, there are also about 2,000 fewer golf facilities than 2 decades ago. In a recent survey of golf course operators, almost 2/3 indicated that they were at or near playing capacity. Now, it's important to define what exactly capacity constitutes. It doesn't mean that daily tee sheets are completely full. In this context, NGF is defining capacity as how much more play a facility can handle before it begins to have a negative effect on business, whether that's due to staffing challenges or of an overtaxed golf course that leads to poorer playing conditions and less satisfied customers. There's a tipping point in almost all businesses between increased demand and being able to deliver a quality product. The hotel business has similarities to golf with room availability and guest capacity. Hotels being at capacity doesn't necessarily mean all the rooms are sold out. The same is true with golf and tee times. Private clubs, which account for approximately 1/4 of overall U.S. golf supply, are more likely to indicate they are at or close to capacity because of their need to meet members' higher expectations of service. But almost 60% of public operators in our survey suggest that they're around the subjective threshold. The byproduct of increased golf engagement is the facility financial health measures remain up significantly compared to recent pre-pandemic years. Overall, participation in play surges dating back to 2020 have been a significant positive for the golf course business. On a national level, year-to-date play continues to trend ahead of 2023, when there were more rounds played at U.S. golf courses than any other year in history. Perhaps, not surprisingly, more than half of golfers indicated in a recent study that those coveted weekend rounds are a lot or a little more challenging to book than they were in recent years. What's encouraging is that greater work flexibility seems to be helping increased opportunity. More than 40% of golfers suggest rounds on weekday mornings or afternoons are at least a little easier to book, in part likely due to hybrid work schedules and work from home options. So, does golf have a potential capacity problem? It depends where you are and who you ask, but with total play at or close to record levels with no signs of declining demand, there's a reason new golf course development, while still limited, is at its highest level in a decade, particularly in the private club sector. More on private golf supplies can be found in this accompanying Full Shot story found in the Full Shots tab on the NGF website. You can count on NGF to keep a finger on the pulse of golfers and operators when it comes to play levels, public, private, and overall. Speaking of which, if you're not currently a member of the NGF, you really should be. As a VIP member, not only does your membership contribution support the good works NGF does for the golf industry, but you'll also have access to all of the NGF's member-only research, data, and reports. Everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions towards achieving your personal and business goals. To learn more about our membership options or to join securely online, head over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Short Game. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Thanks for listening and be on the lookout for our next NGF Short Game featuring the best 3-minute golf industry insights.